Hey, fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. In the last few weeks, we've kind of gone down the emo rabbit hole, and so maybe we'll keep that trend going today. It's October 13th. The exterior season's winding down, and I'm starting to see signs of burnout. Not necessarily just myself, but in my crews, in other people, my vendors, everything else. So, you know, what is burnout? One definition I have here is burnout is a reaction to prolonged or chronic job stress and is characterized by three main dimensions: exhaustion, cynicism, meaning less identification with the job, and feelings of reduced professional ability. You know, when I think of burnout, it's kind of like there's two different levels of it. There's the Michael Douglas and falling down burnout where you just fucking lose your shit and want to burn the whole world down. As enticing as that seems, it's not very practical day to day. And then there's the kind of the general burnout that I think most of us suffer from at one point or another. And typically for me, burnout happens right about now in October. You know, the weather starts getting shitty, days start getting shorter, customers start harping on me about schedule because they're freaking out. And at the same time, I've been running balls out all season. I'm tired. My crew's tired. They're just kind of getting, their energy is flagging. They know the season's winding down, hours are getting reduced, all this crap. And we all just start to get collectively a little bit more bitter. And I find myself just saying, fuck it, to situations that I normally wouldn't do and the things that affect the customer experience. You know, that manifests itself in less empathy, which is a really slippery slope with me personally, because I'm not a naturally empathetic person. So when customers start getting a little bit more needy this time of year, I find myself just not caring, which is a very bad place to be when you're in a service industry, obviously. I also find it affecting the way I'm dealing with my crews. You know, I've got two teenage boys. I don't like chasing people around to do shit as it stands. And when it trickles over into the workplace, it gets even worse, triggers me even more than it does in my own house. So, yeah, but at the same time, I know these guys are feeling the same way back at me. And it trying to keep the momentum, the optimism, or whatever, just like the personable aspects of our business and everything going this time of year. It's like, honestly, like myself and my lead foreman are like the only guys that are smiling on the jobs these days, as everybody else is just trying to muscle their way through it with a very technical schedule. We're stretched really thin due to some labor shortages and just scheduling and materials, deliveries, and all this other crap that we're all suffering from. And it's a real struggle. So, you know, it's circles back to the mindset topics we've had the last few weeks. You know, taking care of ourselves, keeping ourselves in the right focus. And for me, I've got to get back out on the bike. It's been tough for me to do that the last few weeks. I've been traveling. I need to go out and start shooting again because I get all my aggression out and fuck around with my dogs in the woods and everything else that I normally do. But as the days get shorter, as the season gets more compressed, I'm not taking care of myself very well in that regard. So that's something that's got to change. And more importantly, I find I really need to pour into both my crew and my home more than I have been as well. Because like most of us, I retreat into my own head and start to lose objectivity about those around me as I've gone into the last couple of weeks. And so I'm trying to be very conscious now of that and keeping everybody else buoyed and feeling the love going forward. So that's about it. That's all I got to say today. It's kind of a short one. Mind the burnout, be aware of it. Don't deny it, just kind of embrace it and fight your way out of it. Because one thing I've learned over the years is that there's a point of no return when it comes to burnout. I've had in a couple other careers, had some other situations where you truly are just at the fuck it stage and you don't care anymore. And I'm not convinced that you can come back from that stage. So just keep taking daily, weekly, monthly checks on yourself, see where you're at. If you see yourself starting to get burned out, take a long weekend, take your wife out for date night or something, whatever it does to kind of take this pressure off yourself and make sure it doesn't get too far. So with that, I'll leave you. Get after it. I'll see you all next week. Thanks.